You are now entering the Student Media Network.
So, beef.
Welcome to the Student Media Podcast, episode number 26, live on location from
Guns and Needles.
Guns and Needles Tattoo
24th
Shop.
24th and Hennepin. What a great place. What a great experience. And this is kind of personal for me.
It was an experience. You got your first tattoo.
My first tattoo.
And I'm so proud of you.
The pain.
You only cried for about 3 minutes.
I held back. I tried. But, you know, when you're amongst friends and family, you got to let it out, man.
Or considered friends and family.
Yeah.
I think that was a
safe place.
It is a safe place. You felt safe. We sat with Uncle Raj. He inked your arm. He made you one of the unwashed, inked masses, and now you are officially
a
guy with a tattoo. You're that guy.
Yeah, it was a great experience. You got to listen to this. He talked about everything, all kinds of things from different artwork to the process to just being into it. And that's what it is. It's an experience. It's about the situation. It's not about so much the artwork, although it is, but it's much more than that.
And we want to thank our listeners for listening today.
Very much so.
And you can always check us out, studentmedia.com. It is. We're in year number two.
A lot of
new
stuff
things in 2015, of course. Check us out, Facebook, Student Media, Twitter, Student Media, studentmedia.com. You find us on iTunes, of course.
Yes.
And you can listen to all of our past episodes there. We do have a big announcement coming up this week. We've partnered with a new podcast network, and we'll get more into that later on. Mm-hmm. We don't talk about it much on this episode, but we will have that update coming next week. And for right now, at this very moment, you are about to hear the Iceman Get Inked, episode number 26 of the Student Media Podcast, Guns and Needles Tattoo.
Let's do it.
Process. Okay. We'll go through that process.
See where it likes.
You know, I want to ask him.
What do you do? Yeah, stop. It hurts already, but you haven't touched me. What do you do to? So you got to prep it. You said, huh?
I got to clean you.
Alcohol.
Well.
Well, no.
Well, I have a special formula.
So.
Like to play a game around here. Finger.
What's your worst?
Yes.
I brought my pants today. So
are you nervous? You're sitting in this chair. You've never sat in this chair before.
No, I've been in a dentist chair, and that's worse, I think. So I as long as he's not going towards my mouth, I'm good.
Well,
a really technical stuff called to clean the skin. It's called prep stuff.
How do you spell that? Prep.
Yeah.
It's hard to find.
Stuff.
I'm sure.
Ah, this hurts already. It hurts. Oh, did I miss a spot?
Did you miss a spot? There's nothing but fuzz up here.
Oh, sorry. Didn't say I was good at it. I had a razor from last year.
So, what?
Hey, she didn't even use one. And I have no class.
I asked you to wear a wife beater tank top. You show up in a Kevin Love Minnesota Timberwolves jersey.
Well, I thought that's what it meant.
It's pretty close.
NBA, right?
I almost expected you to take it literally.
See,
and go
I am
rice,
a literal.
Too soon?
And I beat my wife at home.
So. Oh.
Before I came. I got to get in the mood, right? I'm a character actor, so.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Today you are.
What's the worst first timer you ever had? What did anybody start and then say, forget about it?
We're about to find out.
Yeah, but they didn't even start.
Oh, like, really?
Just sitting in a chair doing this.
Yeah, and then they really?
And then I thought I had some of the worst ones, but we got a guy here, Travis, had the actual worst one. While shaving his customer, the customer passed out.
Shaving.
Shit their pants while they pass
out. No. Oh, what do you do with a person? You throw them out in the snowbank, or what do you do?
Went over to the McDonald's across the street, cleaned himself up, came back, and finished getting the tattoo. Well. Now, we've decided that guy's got some of the biggest balls. Because at first, the story seems like the guy would be a total winner.
Yeah.
But he came back. Like, I wouldn't
so
never,
no, I would never show my face again, ever.
With half shitty pants.
Yes.
With no drawers on.
With
and
no drawers
yeah.
on. Oh, man, sorry about
all
that.
Right, yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, let's get going. You would have saw nothing.
So what kind of tattoo did he get,
Tony, to Iceman, put your pants back on, please. I mean, we're not.
That's why I didn't wear any
I know you're
underwear.
A method actor, but
don't
come on.
Don't wear your underwear way in my...
No, I wear a thong anyway, so it'll plug that hole.
So, okay, so Iceman, you're sitting in a chair for the first time.
Sitting in the chair.
You've picked a design that means something to you.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, well.
And you realize you always remember your first.
Always remember my first. Oh! Ben Dover is about to do my artistry.
Using the whole fist, Doc?
Yeah. Cold out here. River. Oh.
So you play a lot of basketball and tennis, Doc?
That's some good stuff, man. Yeah, it's a weird feeling.
You just flinched so hard, and he was just wiping your arm.
No,
you flinched your whole body.
You know, just because this is radio, you're trying to make this.
I believe me, that was
not
exaggerated.
I don't flinch. I'll show you a flinch when my face hits your fist.
Exactly. Wait. Flinch this.
I could have met you. Yes. Now, this is great. This place is beautiful, man. I'll tell you what. If I was going to do it anywhere. Well, I am doing it here, but. So tell.
With that ball guy.
Good
so
choice.
What, dude, you got a rabbit with antlers up there. A
jackalope.
Jackalope, yeah. That's what it's called.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
They're trying to educate. The
suburbs. The suburbs, yeah.
Right, right.
They're very hard, elusive.
Suburbs of Phoenix.
But you caught one.
Like unicorns.
So you're off 24th and Hennepin in beautiful uptown Minneapolis. Man. This is a good looking shop and stuff. You had your little battles around here, but this is it's worth it, right?
Yeah, it gives us all sorts of people. I think you get city people, you get the uptowners, you get the blue hairs walking by,
yeah,
shaking their heads.
What's the oldest person you ever did? I mean, with a tattoo. Yeah.
Inked. Tattooed.
Because
that's a whole other podcast episode.
Yeah, that's our late night edition.
My wife
yeah.
Doesn't know
Did her skin, like, fall off?
So I don't know what south of 80 means.
Wow.
I don't know if that's 84 or 85 or 89. But
hey, even at that age, women
who
still
knows,
won't tell
yeah.
the truth about their age.
Yeah, right.
It was like tattooing tissue paper, man.
Oh.
I was going to say, yeah.
Did she bleed like crazy? Or
yeah,
was it?
Skin just,
oh, that's tough.
You're like, oh, man, the ink ain't going to hold anywhere. It needs to be in here. But
well, I'm glad you're getting your first one, Tony, at this age. I got my first one at 18.
Oh, did you really?
And it's been covered up since.
What was your first one?
My very first tattoo, I went with my high school girlfriend, got it.
Oh, no.
I got Mighty Mouse on my, exactly
oh.
where you're about to get yours, on my shoulder.
I got, hey, Silver, can you plug your ears? I got this one joke I got to tell because that's a great segue.
Is it Welcome to Jamaica, Have a Nice Day?
No, but just 1 second, Silver, because my mother told me this last night. So, all right, here goes. So, this woman gets a tattoo. She goes, you want to see my tattoo? I go, sure. Let me see your tattoo. She goes, I go, where is it? And so she, lifts her skirt up a little on her thigh, and I look, and there's nothing there, right? And she goes, oh, it must be my other thigh. And I go, well, what did you get? She goes, I got Mickey Mouse, And I look on her other thigh. I said, hey, lady, I hate to tell you, there's nothing there, right? She looks down. She goes, ah. My kitty must have ate it.
Oh.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah, I was going to cleaned
it up. It's almost as bad as the Shorty's Bar and Grill, Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fine dining.
Oh, why did Mickey
Shorty's
leave
Bar and
Minnie?
Grill, fine dining.
Oh, I thought that was Welcome to Jamaica, Have a Nice Day.
Welcome to Jamaica, That's Have a Nice Day.
Yeah. But why did Mickey leave Minnie?
Why did Mickey leave Minnie?
Because she was fucking goofy. All right, Silver, you can come back.
Wow.
All right.
She's an adult.
Right, here's where I'm going to have you stand up. Stand up
straight. Boy, you should be proud of that. That's a beautiful looking shaved arm you have there.
And it was all rubbed down. Tell me, how do you feel about that right there? I feel nice.
So I'll do the play-by-play here. Uncle Raj of Guns and Needles Tattoo is placing the stencil right onto the Iceman's upper shoulder on his right arm. He's gently massaging it into place as we speak. And it seems that the Iceman is pretty lucid. He seems to be fairly nervous. He's playing it cool. He's definitely playing. Come here. What do you think about your dad getting a tattoo today?
I think it's funny.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's funny? Do you think he's too old?
No. Because, first of all, he didn't want me to get a tattoo in the first place.
But how old are you?
18.
Okay, you're alive.
I know, but I got it when I was 17.
Oh.
Last year.
Yeah.
So no one wanted me to get it. And then when I was in the tattoo shop getting my tattoo, my grandpa's looking at tattoos, my grandma's looking at tattoos. Everyone all of a sudden wants a tattoo. It's like none of them wanted it.
So let's talk about what's happening here. He's looking at it. It's placed on his arm.
Is it going to have that square around
the
it?
Stencil? The square is included, right? The free stencil square. Turn that into like a playing card.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
No.
Stand like you're just chilling, waiting for the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No, waiting for the bus. You got.
There you go. Now we see it.
You got hand in a pocket if you're doing that. So he's checking it out in the mirror right now. Uncle Raj is giving him direction on how to act natural with a tattoo.
I think it's cool though. I think it's cool. Yeah. He's finally getting it. Getting one.
I think he's definitely in shape for it. It's not like he's he's gotten too old for it. Oh yeah, tiny arms, Iceman, you know. How do you feel about it?
It's great. I'm done. It didn't hurt. It was good. It was fast.
That's just the stencil, my friend.
That's how I had several kids.
It's done. It happened fast.
Didn't even know.
Whoops.
Except this time I was sober.
Oh,
sorry,
no.
Sorry, you were not a drunk child.
Oh, no.
Sober. Still recording?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're still rolling.
Sorry, no. It's not just totally amateur. Sorry.
I'm going to take your hand and place it.
Gently on his lap.
Right in an area where
hey, now. I've had bigger. As I get older, man, I'm 50
Raj,
years old. So I
tell our listeners a little bit about how long you guys have been here in the shop and
going on 6 years, man.
Oh, yeah,
isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
Yeah, we just opened it up to be a place to deal with our own clients, and then it just kind of grew from there.
So you were telling me the other day, but what did you do before this?
Stereo shop and then a Snap-on tool. Man.
That's what it was, yeah.
That's right.
Tool.
That's why they have all these Snap-on carts around here.
That was kind of, you knew really down the road you were going to do this, so.
Well, being a Snap-on guy, I'd probably still be if it wasn't for the fact that tattooing really is just, it took over everything.
Really,
so
yeah.
The goal was to become a tattoo guy after that.
What age were you when all of a sudden you said, I want to do this. I want to do this. What? I want to do this tattoo. Oh, I mean, like, I mean, all your life, or did you?
No, I was always into art. I did a lot of graffiti and airbrushing and worked at places doing that kind of stuff. And then I did my first tattoo in about 2000. And I was hooked.
Wow. The Who was your first one?
Yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Grandpa Roger. Yeah, a
buddy of mine, Mike.
Oh, cool.
They drugged me into it.
Yeah.
My first tattoo, and I was like, man, what am I doing painting on walls and stuff? Let's do this on people.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
You can keep working too. There's got to be a process too. Like, you did your first guy, but then from there you kind of had to teach yourself.
Well, no, I kept working with the guy that got me into it in the first place. He's like, look, if you can airbrush and paint on walls, and I was drawing designs that the guy was bringing to him to tattoo, and so he was like,
sweet.
Hey, look, we might need another one of those Raj drawings of that crazy graffiti stuff. So it's like, he didn't like doing it because he was more into doing skulls and that kind of gothic stuff. So he's like, spell.
Right.
So
right.
Like, get Raj to do this.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how to tattoo. And he's like, you're going to learn. It was on sense, man. I did it. It's just like you hear surfers.
Mm-hmm.
For that perfect wave.
Yeah.
It's exactly how tattooing is for me.
So it's usually like there's no school for it, really.
No,
it's just
like, I took a shorter route because being in the art industry all that time, they didn't make me have to scrub toilets and stuff like
sure,
other apprentices and stuff. So there was like, let's hurry up and get Raj.
Yeah, he's an artist. Let's get him going.
I want to get away from doing that stuff. He's already, if he can paint walls and airbrush our cars, he can tattoo. Let's just do the short version of learning about
So how long did you do that for, work for somebody?
I didn't really work for him. He just kept setting me up, and I would go over and tattoo at his place. I mean, in the beginning, you don't have tattoos every day.
Yeah, yeah.
You get like, oh, I found somebody. You know, you're like just happy. So I'd be start off doing one a month. And then it was one every 2 weeks. Then it's like, oh, I got one every weekend, you know, and
nice.
Then I start filling up to where the fact that, hey.
And you have a unique style, too. Yeah, I mean, yours is more like that tagger, like that airbrush guy.
I try to draw. A lot of people have a hard time finding a style. And I don't necessarily knew when I was younger that I had a style. I just draw the way I can physically draw and the way I think looks cool. And if the customers don't like it from that point, then we kind of modify a little bit, take a little Raj out, add a little more, whatever.
What do you consider your style? Is it more abstract? It's
yeah,
got a little
say kind of
perspective.
Illustrative meets graffiti, kind of. I like to warp things. I don't like to draw anything straight. I was told by an art teacher a long, long time ago that nobody wants to see a perfect picture.
That's interesting. That's a great line. Yeah, yeah, no kidding.
It's been around. So draw something interesting. It doesn't have to follow within all the rules. Just make it interesting and change.
Right,
so
right.
If I'm going to draw a spray paint can, I'm not going to draw it straight.
Yeah.
Anybody can draw a straight can. So let's bend it all around or figure out a different way to make it an angle at it and try to make it more creative.
It's fantastic. All right, he's getting the ink ready. He's poured most
ready.
Of the ink.
I'm gonna get some
oh, that's ready. The ink in there, huh?
Some
that was my drink.
And we're going to start rocking here.
Any products you're using today that you want to throw a plug out to?
T-Tech, Cheyenne Needles, Neotech. Those are all my...
I've heard of some of those, yeah.
Did you see his foot pedal down there?
Wood floors here. Wood.
Yeah, it's the Autobots. The Autobots logo for his foot pedal, for his gun.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's really cool.
He used to have a rat trap.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
But the health inspector lady gave me a hard time every time she came in.
Oh, that's funny.
She's like, is that real? You guys have rats? I'm like, you know, lady. Okay. So,
these inspectors.
Yeah.
Is there a school for inspectors?
Where they find them?
Yeah, no kidding.
Our lady, the Minneapolis
I failed and everything else, so...
Minneapolis lady's not too bad.
Yeah.
She's pretty good about it, but yeah.
Well, we love Minneapolis. We have to say good things because of otherwise.
Yeah, I don't need her jumping.
Yeah, you know. You
absolutely love Minneapolis.
Love Minneapolis.
And this neighborhood's fantastic. I mean, you're right on the hub of Uptown.
Yeah, it's really a cool
you're only a few
it?
Blocks from Eat Street. I mean,
yeah,
you guys are kind of in the middle of it right here.
We've battled back and forth of where we would go and what we were doing when we opened it. And the parking, we have a parking spot in the back a lot, which is, helps out huge. In the wintertime, not only for us, but for customers. So the offset of rent and not being able to have a big sign and stuff in this particular location because it's a conditional use permit is kind of offset with us having a parking lot, so I don't have to fight for parking in Minneapolis every day.
Oh, right, yeah, that
customers
be.
Don't. You know, you just pull in the back and go. So, yeah, we could be on a little more visible off of Hennepin or Lyndale, but then you have to worry about...
I kind of like the idea that you're
yeah.
off... The beaten path, you know.
Of my business comes from repeat customers or
the referrals.
90% of it. I don't really even hardly do walk-ins. If you catch me on a walk-in day, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But I almost would rather not do.
And you love tattooing people's names on necks,
you
right?
Know.
That's like
yeah.
your favorite thing to do.
I leave that for other
like
people.
A walk-in.
Yeah.
Like a walk-in.
Yeah, like a walk-in. I won't believe on my wrist.
Yeah.
Do people still do tramp stamps?
You know, it's not.
You're about to find out.
Hey, bend over.
I think now that tattooing has gone mainstream enough that you see women
put
able
them
to
more visible.
Show tattoos
yeah.
everywhere. Like you're seeing, I would say it used to be when I first started, even in 2000, which doesn't seem like that forever ago.
Yeah.
But women would hide their tattoos more, so it was doing them in more risky areas.
Well, you feel like a lot of jobs, too, probably frowned upon
yeah.
them then.
And now I think women, they've changed the game enough, too.
It's more artwork and not...
Fully blown sleeves, full blown back pieces,
yeah.
chest pieces. I mean, their tattoos are visible. They're not as hiding them anymore. And I think the tramp stamp kind of was like, I want to show it, but I don't want to show it. I want to be able to go to work on Monday and nobody knows. And then on Friday night, whoop, whoop. And that's how I got that.
The first day of high school, I saw a girl.
Yeah.
All right.
High school?
It's not uncommon, but it's not like the...
Yeah, everybody's doing it now, yeah.
Was that girl a friend of yours? Did she have a job?
I was in a 12th grade science class.
Wow.
10th grade.
Well, everyone's
how
got...
How did you see it, though? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, really, hey.
You know, most girls in high school don't wear clothes that fit
yeah.
them well anyway.
Yeah.
It must have been a public school. It wasn't a private school. Gotta love public school.
Can you imagine
those
the drama?
Catholic girls.
A girl with a tramp stamp in a private school.
What?
Yeah, she wouldn't have...
I mean, I've seen that movie, but, you know, it's in real life, that probably wouldn't go over well. Oh,
right.
That's a whole other podcast.
Hey now, yeah.
Whole other
yeah.
podcast. Hey now.
Until they get a little older, yeah. Make up for lost time. Why are they mean? How many do you know? How come you know any?
You're walking down a weird road now, dude.
It is, yeah. Catholic girl. It's not doing anything
okay,
for
are you
tattoo.
Watching what he's doing? Those are needles.
Cool.
He's getting needles ready to stick into you.
You know what I watched the other day? This this prison tattoo show.
Oh.
And they were doing it in prison, but they made up their own little head, their own little electrical motors and
yeah.
stuff. And
yeah, it was made out of a plastic spoon.
They thought it was. But they licked it, so it cleaned it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it wiped it on his jeans.
Just like new.
Yeah, they went through the
and they were talking about all the things that happened and stuff like that, all the bad And then one dude they held down, and they did it on his forehead because he was a little child molester, and he killed this little girl.
Jesus.
And they said, this is for Katie, and they tattooed that in big words on his forehead. Katie's Revenge, that's what they did. Oh, man, that's what I... No. What? Who's Shawnee talking to?
Producer Kyle.
Oh, hey, what's up, Kyle?
Here's something neat. We've got a couple of things to announce on the podcast today. But Producer Kyle's about to start his own show with his band.
I saw you posting for You Need Another One. What are they going to do?
They're going to do a music version of a podcast. Wait, do you hear it?
Oh, wait.
Hold that. No, hold it up to your mic, Raj. No. There you go.
Hold it up to your mic.
It kind of sounds like
It's weird that he's using a vibrator to tattoo onto you, Tony. It's really strange.
What kind of design is this going to be?
Feel the comfort grip. Feel
Woo!
The comfort grip.
Yeah, yeah, sticky, right?
You can touch it.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Now, I ain't going to be squeezing nobody's
Are you taking photos?
Thing.
There you go.
Whatever you call
okay,
it.
Okay, do me a favor and tell laser. Your daughter never to take vertical video. What is she doing?
What are you doing? What kind of whose daughter are you? You never
TVs
take it like that.
Go that way.
TVs
they don't
go like
this
that way.
Way.
Always do it sideways. Yeah.
Oh, my
always.
God. That's a daughter of a video
Sorry.
Production master.
Well, I didn't. She doesn't
oh,
think
wait,
she's
wait,
my
wait.
Daughter.
Ink.
Ooh, look at that ink.
Said treat you like family, right?
Wait.
Yeah, I don't
wait,
know.
Whoa,
wait a minute. Wait. Wait.
Family, friends, or what?
Friends. I'll go back to friends. Let me recount that.
Why wouldn't you want to be treated
be
like
kind
a
of fun though, wouldn't
paying
it?
Paying customer, forget family and friends.
Oh, okay, yeah, a really good paying customer. Really, good really. Customer. Who's the most famous person you ever did? Okay.
Okay, hold on. I got to get the camera ready. I got to get a shot of the ink hitting the skin.
We'll treat you like a friend.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
nice
hold on.
You feel that rubbing?
Oh, here we go. Woo-hoo. Raj, tell me when you're
go,
about to touch it to
first.
Skin. Here we go.
See, what I hear,
oh
man, look at this
tattoo is more like you never get that back again. You
oh, you didn't do it? I thought you did it. That's like my date.
That anticipate. It is. It's
I
like the first time,
it.
Tony.
Yeah, it's like the first time.
Feels like the
That's
first
why I wear
time.
Sunglasses, so you won't see my tears.
Here we go. Here we go. He's approaching the Iceman with the needle.
First.
And then you said,
oh, man, come on. You're killing me.
He's got an itch.
Now
He's
I see why
itch.
People shit their pants.
All right. You want to
yeah.
go for real this time?
There was
Do you want to go for real?
Yeah, somebody was nervous. What was I going to say?
Is he stalling? He
no,
is stalling.
Somebody
now.
Was. No, okay, I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm
ready.
Okay we got the go. Music playing. That's the cue.
What song is it? I got to remember the song.
Hey, did you
That's our first song. I don't have a wife. Yeah, as I see that.
Iceman. That's three times that needle has
You're
approached
drunk,
your
right?
arm.
You're shaking. You got an epileptic or
no,
anything?
But if you notice, this eye sometimes goes a different direction. That's okay. I always aim for the guy on the left.
Okay. Wait. What kind of drugs did I take last night?
Novocaine,
I
think.
Is this a dream?
Orally.
Is this a dream?
Kevin, you said family, right? A friend? Which one
did you say? Are we done yet?
So all right. Where's here we go.
Doctor?
He's about to.
Zoom in on his face.
Here we go.
Ready? Big guys always. I am not cleaning up shitty pants.
Iceman, tell me, what do you feel? What's it feel like?
It feels like.
Well,
you're done.
Oh. Nothing, man. I love it.
See
for all
more
you.
More anticipated, more pain than it
okay.
Yeah, he worked me up just good.
It doesn't take a few minutes, so just let it just seep in. Enjoy it. What does it feel like? Seriously, describe what you feel.
Like a little sharp knife, like a little midget carving his
God
name into my.
Man, that's another story of my life. It's all here.
Midgets.
I hear that's not bad at all.
No, it is sharp. I mean, it is. So as the, you know, when I wrestled, I did a lot of damage to myself, and that stuff hurt. This you can feel.
Personally, how about physically? How does it feel?
Physically, I can feel like a little. Yeah, exactly. I've only cried for several years after wrestling, but no, it is. There is an amount of pain. I could say that.
You're now considered a tattooed scumbag, just like the rest of us. Just want to
so
let you know.
Nice.
And so you know that people do get.
I'm a rebel rouser.
Like, what is Raj? What's the name? I mean, people get like not
Loser.
Addicted to it, but they
oh,
they love the feeling of getting these, and they got to keep going back.
Yes. Yeah,
I don't know about
that,
but
when you get tattooed, if you're taking the time out to do something for yourself,
yeah,
it's a total self-indulgent thing. There's always you can spend money on shoes, gas bills. There's always something to do when you get tattooed. You kind of it's for you.
And it's forever.
And forever.
Yeah.
It's a piece of artwork that's yours. And not only that, the camaraderie of the shop and hanging out, I think people like to just get out. It's the same way they talk to their hairdressers, the same kind of thing with their tattoo guy. It gives them a reason to get out, do something for themselves. And
When you have people in these compromising positions, I bet you hear a lot of good stories.
Yes, I hear a lot of good stories.
All right.
And I see things that I wish I could unsee.
Like today, he's seeing extra side boob.
Yeah.
Two places that I wish I didn't know existed.
Oh, man. What's the most wildest place you did?
You can use your imagination and just assume. If it's on the body, I've tattooed it. So.
Oh, man. You know, I've seen people do the inside of their lips. That must hurt like a mother.
I tattooed the inside of the lips, I should say. That's one. Or eyelids. So I guess there are a couple
eyelids. Wow. Oh, my.
I've tattooed heads.
Yeah, oh, sure.
I've tattooed places on women's bodies that I wish I could unsee, you know. And you think, hey, that's awesome. You got to tattoo. No. It's never the Victoria's Secret model that wants that.
Yeah.
You know. So.
It smells like the ocean.
Yeah.
That was a great Family Guy thing.
Highlighting this at all?
Yeah. Are you sure anybody's going to see this?
Raj, do you have tattoo influences? Like people that you looked up to that are, you know?
Actually, when I first, and this is going to sound horrible if anybody tattoos listening, I used to think tattooing was an antiquated art. I was ignorant about it. Only thing I saw was the same thing people think about bikers and crappy rose tattoos. And always just felt like they weren't real artists. And that's, I know it sounds horrible to say, but when I was 17 and 18, I didn't think they were real artists. I didn't know enough about the culture. I didn't know that the Japanese people had been doing some amazing work since way back, you know.
Right.
There was guys carrying on that tradition, your Ed Hardys, your Sailor Jerrys, and things like that, that were really doing nice work back then, too. And Nolan is a local guy, Don Nolan, and he had been tattooing everywhere. He's kind of like a legend, too. All these guys, I didn't really know they existed or what tattooing was. So until I started getting drug into it a little bit more, then you start realizing, like, hey, there are really art people out there.
Iceman, you just took your sunglasses off, and I'm noticing.
I had to wipe the tear.
You're feeling it, aren't you? I mean, you're really.
You know, now it's not too bad. The beginning was kind of a. It's like, hey now.
And we're
it's
doing
like
all
polar
line
plunge.
Work right now, right?
Yeah, do some line work on it.
Oh, the filling is, I heard.
The filling's the easiest part. I've always thought the line work was the worst.
Yeah, I think you could debate that back and forth with people all day.
The line work is what? How many needles?
This one we're using 9 needles.
9 needles. And then when you fill in the.
This one will probably be using 7 or 9, but it's just the way they're arranged.
Sure.
These are all arranged.
And this one's pretty standard. It's pretty. It's a straight black tattoo.
Yep.
It's the Tony.
African American. I don't use black.
Heterosexual African American.
Metrosexual.
Tattoo.
Yeah, exactly.
Not
that there's anything wrong with it.
It's a metrosexual.
It's a metro.
Lumbersexual,
yes.
Lumber, I like that one.
You know, you've got a Sid Haig thing going on right now. You know that, right?
No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sid Haig, did you ever see House of 1,000 Corpses? The guy with the clown makeup?
Yeah. What did they call him? What's his
name? Oh, I forget.
Everybody always says that to him. I'm always like, man, he's not sexy at all.
I just saw him last night. He was in
you
Kill
look
Bill
more
2.
Like Vin Diesel, man. I'm more the Rock. See, yeah.
He was a bartender in Kill Bill 2. I was watching last night.
You're a wrestler, so how about I'd even go with Mad Dog or one of those.
Yeah, guys. There you go. Mad Dog's good.
Oh, yeah.
No, the other. I know. I hate that.
The clown guy.
Well, you know what I hate? People always say, oh, you look like Tom Cruise. I hate that so bad.
Well, it used to bother me.
I said,
holy shit. What did you give him? He's completely delusional.
Did you put an IV in that needle or what? Shit.
He's been sipping the numbing sauce.
Snorting it.
The Bichon.
Hey. Bichon.
Coined by our buddy Adam.
You probably won't get any of that today. You won't need it.
I won't need it, bro.
Yeah.
So what, how many people you got here working for you? Or with you, whatever.
Travis, the shop manager. We have Brian, my business partner. Mm-hmm. And then we have Ashley, the apprentice.
Ooh.
She is the apprentice.
That sounds like the opening for a great reality show. I know they already have those ink shows, but
this could be a good reality show.
This would be.
You know, sometimes you can see the characters. I guess Sunday they had to all forcibly remove people here the other day.
What?
Wow, really?
Boys from Georgia came in.
We're just in
right
town?
Right there. They didn't
They're like, we
got the day off, and we came in just to get tattooed. We're like, well, you should have planned it.
Was the what do you call it, the convention was this last weekend, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys have, were you guys over there?
No, we didn't get to go this year because we just opened the shop in this location this year, so we spent a good portion of our business finances on the move, and we just kind of decided that it might not be the best thing to spend that money again so early. So next year, you definitely look for us at the convention. We're going to show up.
Fantastic.
That's something we've been planning on for years.
What's your favorite part of like going to a convention like that, especially when it's held locally?
Here locally, it's just more or less for a show and kind of letting people be out there and know that we're here.
Did you ever see that guy Enigma there?
Yeah.
I think he shows up every year. There's this guy called Enigma.
Yeah.
His whole body's like tattooed. It looks like from the Blue Man Group, but he's got horns and stuff. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think he was on the website.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's the world record holder, I think, for most tattooed person.
That's crazy. That's
I could be wrong.
Awesomely crazy.
Have you done anybody famous? Let me put a tattoo on.
Inked artist.
There,
yeah.
There ladies and gentlemen.
My wife thinks I'm a virgin.
Hope she doesn't listen to this. Yeah, that's exactly.
She still thinks the, you know, that's the case.
Still are.
Yeah.
Oh, not that there's anything wrong with
it. I don't think I've tattooed anybody really famous.
All right, Raj, what's the one tattoo that's like stood out in your mind? That's like your favorite. You're most proud of it.
I think you know they all start to have. It's going to sound cheesy again, but they all have their times and places. The first time you get to do your very own crazy drawing that's completely you're into. You know, there was no, it's like, hey, Raj, do something like this. You're like, what? You know, so then you get to do that. So that has a special place. And then you have drawings that for people that you help them out with. Like my brother had a pancreas and liver transplant.
Right.
And I don't ever really do anything crazy or I don't give him a bunch of art or anything. But I got to tattoo a design I drew completely that we did for him. And it was cool.
That one's really cool too. I've seen that on your website.
You did it on the pancreas?
No, yeah.
he's tattooed everywhere on the body.
Yeah.
It's
great. Yeah,
no
kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just one of those things where that was cool because it was my design again, and it was on my little brother, and he is around to enjoy it because he was getting pretty close to not being around to be able to enjoy it. So
thank God for that.
Yeah. So
yeah. Seriously.
So they all had their place. Like you know, Adams is fun.
Oh yeah.
The Back to the Future one is fun. Sometimes when people just give you a little influence and let you go wild, you tend to like. So.
Yeah,
did you know my symbol?
I have 12, just so
you
know.
Really?
I have 12 tattoos,
wow.
Just so you know.
This symbol was used on
Now he's shading, so now it feels different.
Lining?
About the same, yeah. The lining was probably the worst, so this is not...
All right, now treat him like a friend.
No, please don't. That deep?
Excuse me.
Are you tattooing my bones? What is that? Did you ever do like, voiceovers? You should do voiceovers. You have a really good voice.
Yeah.
When we get done, I'll tell you something. Yeah.
He's poking you. You're just flattering him because he's poking you. Right?
Yeah, he's never.
How many tattoos have you done?
You are the first guy that's ever poked me.
On your
and I was an MC for a male dance group.
Yes.
So yeah. Oh man, do I get the stories for that? But anyway, that's another story. We're here about you,
Raj.
Right.
How many tattoos
you?
Have you done of your on your own body, like for yourself?
And
how hard is that?
A total of three, and it's hard in a different way. People always think, oh, the pain. It's not so much that. I think the conflict and what you can't tell, like, if the pain's there, so are you pulling away or are you pushing too hard? If you fight that, like, it's versus a customer, I can just focus in on what the tattoo does and my hand movement. So when you tattoo yourself, I think you tend to over-press and get into it to make sure you're like, oh, I think I don't want to be pulling away. So you don't get to be as comfortable in your drawing and...
Do you find there's multiple types of customers that come in? Are there the ones who are like on a whim? Are there ones who really thoughtfully plan these out?
You know,
some that do it for a radio show.
Yeah, some that just want some for a radio show. Yeah, I think there is. I've been blessed enough and lucky enough that I have a following enough where I get to do a lot. I'm spoiled. I get to do a lot of tattoos that I like to do. It's not because I didn't try. You know, like I said, I'll draw my design first. And see if I can get them to jump on board. And 8 out of 10 times, it'll go that way. So the more I do that, then the more I get my work that's more comfortable and natural to me, then I just more clients like that keep coming.
Right.
So,
have you ever Do you ever get one where that you say, no, I just can't do that?
We have it all the time. That's
part really?
Of the Georgia boys were mad.
Oh, really? Oh, interesting.
Had a 17, 18-year-old kid or 18-year-old kid come in and want his face tattooed, and he had no other tattoos. And it's just, it's not worth it for me to be tattooing his face when he doesn't have any other ink. I'm not that shop. I mean, I'm not against any of that shop, but it's just,
yeah,
I don't
you're
want
not.
To lock my shop up with that stuff. I got enough work to do to keep my regular customers happy to be tattooing some kid's face.
Well, that's, yeah.
I want a dollar bill sign on the side of my face.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, and $60, you're like, man, dude, we have a $100 minimum. And we do that mostly to chase people away.
Yeah, for,
I don't want to say anything about street level shops that seem like I'm not.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I mean, there's.
We're not trying to cater to that. It's not really what I got into tattooing for. I got into tattooing to do art. So I can be kind of a snob, even though I'm not against that kind of stuff as well.
No, I think on the arm it's a lot better than if it was like on my forearm or something. I think I would have felt it more down there. The arm I got, you know, I'm so fat, so I got, you know, you just.
You got huge shoulders.
You got, you're just.
He's really noticing your shoulders.
Rub those down.
Enjoy this shoulder. It makes up for your smaller arm.
I oughta.
I'm doing Preacher Girls on Monday.
Yeah, no kidding.
Bicep Mondays.
So, Iceman, you're sitting in the chair. You've been there for about 20 minutes.
This is cool. This is a lot better than I thought. All my life, I thought this was the devil's work. But this is great, man.
The devil's work.
I like the devil, man. Yeah. I'm really digging it.
I tell you, my folks, I'm going to throw them under the bus a little bit. But they never really, they don't like tattoos at all. You know, their mom, dad, they're not into it. They're never going to get, it's never going to be one of those father and daughter and father and mother experiences where I tattoo my mom and dad. But they call it stupid marks.
Oh,
and
really?
For the longest time when I first started, they would say stuff like, "Why'd you know all week?" And I'd be like, "I got another tattoo," and I was all excited. I did this one. I did an evil skull, and oh, yeah, it was awesome. They're like, whatever, you know. Anyway, so I was, going to make a recipe for, you know, meatloaf. You're like, whatever. So they kind of just brushed it off. Well, not too long ago, my old man was like, you know.
No, really?
If you're going to get into business, stupid business is probably a good business to be in. You know? There's a lot of stupid people out there, so, you know, that's all right. Like, I want to be like, is that your way of saying?
You were right.
You were right, but without, you know, that old school mentality.
Hey, man, you're able to make a living. I don't know how stupid that
is.
You're not asking them for money or living with them, you know?
Exactly, yeah. They still have to kind of throw in that little kicker.
Oh, yeah.
Look, you know? If you lived in his basement, I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're able to go out and create a living for yourself.
And this is
probably nice
place.
Right?
And you can eat.
Yeah.
And it was funny because they used to act like they never saw him. This was dated, too, but I used to put some of the work up on MySpace.
MySpace. Yeah. What is MySpace?
In 1927.
Is that Face Page?
It was on the line.
Was that GeoCities? What is that?
You would go back to the web.
AOL, if I could get
Netscape. My mother still uses AOL. And I
I didn't know it was still around.
I ridicule her senselessly.
Did she get the DVD in the mail?
She does. She uses that DVD to set up her email.
Look, I got a new one.
But I tattooed my wife, which was...
That's what she said.
Hey, no.
Sorry, I was too easy.
Really? Oh,
really?
How come?
She is definitely the top three worst people I've ever tattooed.
Is it ironic the song just started playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rick.
She cried. She was just, I mean, snot bubbles, the whole world.
Were you guys married at the time?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So she's wondered how this man who loves her so much could hurt her so bad.
She's poking her this way.
Of what you guys did when I started tattooing her, the first line I drew, she started crying and going, "It's 1,000 times worse than anybody could ever imagine." She was just like, I mean, gone. I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
This is going to be miserable. You know, there's no way. And so we fought it tooth and nail. And I couldn't, like, just go, "Listen, you just shut up and you there. If you don't want it, then get the hell out of my shop."
Hey,
know?
Did you ask her, are you a family, friend, or a customer?
At that point, I was just like, oh, great. I'm not. This is going to be a long time.
So that was her first. That was her first tattoo. I take it.
Yes, it was her first and last.
And did you finish it?
Yes, we finished.
You happy with it?
I used gallons of bichon sauce.
Oh,
so.
It's French. It's Bichon.
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 Did you have
Chef
tattoo
Adam.
Sex then after that?
Oh,
no,
it was
a while.
It took a long time for that. Like, I can't believe all those girls lied to me. You know, she used to just sit and watch these girls get tattooed, so she figured, well, they can do it. And then it was not at all.
So my daughter Silver got a tattoo on her wrist there and stuff. What do you think on about this? Now, does this motivate you to get more or what?
Yeah.
Oh, now she's on the
she
phone.
She takes a phone call.
Yeah, that's a new one.
I'm surprised she's actually talking.
I think the question is.
Yeah, right. Well, that's like Sean. He's texts me every 5 seconds, and then, you know, you're just like, come on.
What are you talking about? I text you once, and then I get like 7 from you. Oh, this new iPhone 6 is amazing.
Well, you asked me what I'm wearing, and
I just
get to a point where
I mean,
like, that's not what I see through the window.
Look, I got to get through the night, exactly. Man, and I don't want you to lie.
iPhone has a camera.
Right?
What? Oh, yeah. You know, it's...
How about you? Are you motivated? I mean, do you feel like you would do this again?
Definitely would do it again, you know.
I know you had some big, big thoughts about your other arm, too.
Well, the other one, I want to get the St. Michael symbol on there because that's more representative of myself. This one, this symbol actually...
Let's talk about this symbol. Let's
this
talk
symbol,
about what you're getting.
I have Horus. Back to the Egyptian day.
Yeah,
that's why I kind of... And so...
Horus with a W.
They used to put the symbol on the front of ships and stuff like that to protect them. And so it's a symbol of protection, of power, of honesty, of being able to take care of business, basically. And and Horus was a son, god, long time, Egyptian god, long time ago. And his father was kind of lord of the underworld. That's where the bad side comes in. And he had lost a fight with Horus's uncle. And he had killed him or whatever and stuff like that, lost an eye, that kind of thing. So that's why Horus took one of his eyes and gave it to his father and healed him. And so every part of this eye and the symbol in Egyptian is actually has a meaning. And they use it for a measurement of a measurement, actually, so throw it up here and all. So it has a lot of meaning to it over the years, and
six inches.
Yeah,
happy or cold.
Yeah,
it was the water.
Jerry. But no, so it's a cool thing. I mean, obviously, you know, there's other things, but you got to start somewhere, right?
Yes.
Well, I just put into Wikipedia "Eye of Horus" and nothing came up.
Says angry.
Well, then you're under the wrong.
Hold on, let me try to.
Did you spell I right? And it's not I.
Yes, I did.
E Y E. Kind of Wikipedia did you have?
The only one.
Oh boy.
Egyptian Eye of Horus.
Let's start singing. Yeah. Yeah. So what have you gotten all the tattoos you want to get? Right?
No,
not
at all.
What would you like to get? What's your dream tattoo?
You know, to get tattooed, I would like getting tattooed by someone I feel like can steal a little bit of knowledge from and add something to my tool belt or artwork that I'm like, wow, that's where I wish I could get my artwork to. Mm-hmm. So I like to get tattooed by that kind of stuff. So I'm not as into the actual art of just painting my body to paint it, and which there's nothing wrong with that either, but... I really would like to get tattooed by guys that I'm like, oh, cool, I'm going to see how he does this and see if I can learn a little something off of him and add it to my own to help inspire me as an artist, too.
Do you get all Zen type, or are you any into the next level kind of stuff, or you just all this easygoing type thing? Or do you, I mean, what's your, not so much religious type belief, but just what's your spiritual belief, you know, and stuff as far as, and does it relate to the tattoos?
You know, not for me. Very thankful that this is what I get to do for a living. I mean, I'm old enough to have been around and have crappy jobs. I didn't come out of the womb tattooing. I didn't know I wanted to tattoo at an early age, so I worked at dry cleaners, I've worked at jobs, so now this is what I can do and actually make a living out of it, and I don't have to do a labor job. Man, I'm lucky.
It's a great feeling, isn't it? Yeah,
I
this
had
is.
To come in early.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
get an Iceman and be on the podcast. Like, oh, dude, don't you feel sorry for me? You know?
Get here 2 hours early. So sorry.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, I can't even see
so
straight.
So sorry.
Well, it was weird to see the alarm go off at 7. I'm like, what the hell? Who is up at this time in the morning?
Who does this?
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't usually have to be to work until the crack of noon.
But you have a good time here. I mean, you guys.
This
you,
is a great place. It's visually stimulating.
I'm guessing it doesn't feel like a job much
no,
to you.
I tell everybody that I am retired. I don't. They're like, so when do you got to go to work? I go, I don't work. I go to my shop, so it's not considered work.
Do you live here, too, or no?
No, I don't live in Minneapolis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What is your exact address,
yeah,
please?
Exactly.
Yeah.
One of my wives lives out in Eden.
Yes,
ex-wives.
Sweet.
Sorry, I meant ex.
I'll tell her. I'll say that for you.
All right. Please do. I got a good knife you can deliver
hit the,
if you want.
Hit the Cub Foods out there.
Hit
the Tony's
the Cub.
Maybe the
ex-wife.
Be on if there's time.
Yeah, only well, if there's
yeah,
enough time.
Maybe if there's time.
So, I mean, you guys, you've got some new things in here today that I'm noticing. You got a couple new TVs in here.
Yep.
You've got wireless headphones.
I bought the TVs and the wireless headphones forever.
Yeah?
But
what changed your mind?
I think I started to realize, too, that I can talk just like most people. You would think most people can. But I started to realize maybe I do have more of a loud personality and an overwhelming personality, and not every artist is going to be that way. Not every artist is able to just dive in and have conversations. So sometimes the TV helps customers who are getting long projects done for that just pure quiet. You know, it's like dead air.
Right.
6 hours.
Right.
While they're tattooing, and I come up here, I'm like, are we alive? Are there people up here?
I've been in the chair with you for 5 hours, and you talked the whole time, and I didn't hear one word.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I mean. So I think the TVs is just a natural progression to help as a tool to help other artists who maybe aren't as vocal and personable as I am, which I would just assume everybody is, and then you start realizing, wait a minute, you know, not everybody.
Did anybody ever tell you, go, shut up?
Examples of the Iceman here.
Yeah, exactly.
So how are you feeling now? We're about to
You know, now I'm
mark.
Used to it. Now it's no big deal, man. It feels really good. It's there's little tender spots here and there, but that's just my tender
just
heart.
For our recording purposes, Raj, how much time do you think you got left on that? Oh, perfect. That's perfect.
Is that going to work out perfect?
That is going to work out perfect.
To a T.
Dead silence.
So what is a care for a newly de-virginized tattooed person?
One of the coolest things that we use here is tattoo derm. It's made from a very good buddy of ours from us. He invented it. We've got to know him over the years by using his product. He actually stopped in and delivered it and gave us a lesson, and we kind of became buddies out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a second skin, basically, for us. So in the old days, you used to hear all
gauze and stuff,
ways
yeah.
of doing it. Bandages. Some people no bandages. Some people say put lotion. Some people say don't. Some people say A&D, Aquaphor. There's always these ever-changing ways in which people were trying to take care of their tattoos. And a lot of it boils down to what kind of work you're getting done. You know, if you're getting an 8-hour portrait done by a guy that's going to constantly go over and over and over your skin, it's a lot different than a quick little word on your wrist or something.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be different ways you're going to take care of it and how much trauma was done to the skin. So, but this tattoo derm, it works for all types. You just put the skin on, it breathes, you do nothing.
That's it. Huh?
I've used it. It's amazing.
Really, yeah.
You put the skin on for...
Robin showed me, she had it on.
Yeah.
Well, the 24 hours that skin's on, so your shirt, your clothes, I don't have to worry if you wash your sheets every other day or if you haven't washed them in 6 months.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry. You're gonna
How about
go
a
to
year?
A seedy hotel.
Dirty towels. Yeah.
Your dirty towels.
Oh, dude, have you ever been to a dirty hotel and catch something? I was at in L.A. one time, man. Oh, my God. I went to this one, and on Priceline, it looked great, man. It had 5 stars. It was great for $30 a night. I thought, shit.
Today's podcast
stars.
Sponsored by Priceline.com. Yeah. Priceline.com, where you go to L.A. and you
Shatner
catch something.
Shatner my ass, I'll show you.
Catch something
so,
in the Shatner.
So I go out there, and I'm in Englewood. It's in Englewood, so I don't know about any.
It was fucking Priceline.
It's
Priceline.
Swear,
William can't be wrong. He's the doctor. No, wait, well, he's a captain.
Shatner and the chick from, what do you call it?
That's his daughter.
Well, on the commercial.
I thought in real life.
No.
Oh, really?
She's.
From
no.
No. Oh, man.
Hayley Cuoco is not William Shatner's
That's Hayley
daughter.
Cuoco?
Yes. The chick who plays
his
daughter in the commercials is Hayley Cuoco.
Oh.
She is not William Shatner's daughter.
Anyway, back to my more interesting story. So in Englewood, I was out there, right? So
if you were going to tattoo Haley Cuoco, Raj, what would you be putting on her body right now?
Shatner. Oh, the Spock.
Something with the word bang in it.
Big bang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Siri,
yeah.
I'm not a fan.
I think my mom would even be like, oh, my God, I watched that television show.
Why is that show so popular?
She's
I hate
so
that
sweet.
Show.
Yep.
Did she seem nice?
Does she have a good personality?
Yeah. It's like, Mom, I didn't know this was her personality
what?
At all.
Oh, was she? Oh, yeah. I watched
same
the
haircut.
I hate that haircut. I hate to say
on
it.
Women or on
yeah, pretty
all
much
people.
On most women.
Because you're usually an equal opportunity hater, so it's either men
yeah.
and women or.
He's hot.
Oh.
I think that's what they call him, right? The beef.
The comb overs.
Yeah, the comb overs.
Short hair and the beef.
Short hair and the beef.
Yep.
Iceman said it.
That's going to be Iceman's second podcast.
You know, we need
podcast,
to start copywriting a lot of
yeah.
these things. I think we
right?
can make a lot of money and be like Vince McMahon. And
oh, yeah, copyright, just terms that we're
terms
saying?
Terms, and let's the get ready
that
to
we're spewing to,
ink.
Our four listeners. Oh, wait, we lost a listener. Your mom stopped listening.
Yeah, my mom
quit
listening,
so.
And I don't think my especially after getting tattooed.
Us,
so. Yeah, right?
They have a show on stupid stuff now?
Why are they
yeah, Ma, it was me. It was all about me.
Yeah, no, hopefully, I think a lot of people really are going to probably want to do this now. I mean, I wasn't really against it all my life. It was just like...
You do realize you're probably one of the only people around anymore who doesn't have one. And now you're...
Well, that's not the point. The point is, I didn't know what I wanted.
Right.
I said, if I wanted to get something, it has to have a meaning, a
sure.
lot of it.
Sure.
And it has to be, you know, cool. I'm not going to get Mickey Mouse down by my
or Mighty Mouse? Is that what you're saying?
Mouse. But... Or a Superman symbol. I hate that one.
Dude, I made some terrible, terrible tattoo choices in my late teens, early 20s.
That's why I waited until I was 50.
I had a Nike swoosh on my body at one point.
Oh, you get paid for that?
Has been covered. No, I did not get paid for that. And I got it drunkenly, stupidly. There was four of us that went into
how
a shop that
you
were going to get
I got to get you drunk, man.
There were four buddies. We played
get into some shit.
Softball team. We were drinking all the time. And two of us got the tattoo. Nike symbols. I've since covered mine up. My other buddy has one in the middle of his back, a Nike swoosh, and he's working someday to you know.
To remove it?
I don't think he's going to remove it, but I think he's definitely going to cover it. He's got this beautiful Celtic thing that he wants to put over it.
That's cool. I like Celtic stuff.
Which will fit with the lines and the curves and stuff like that. But, yeah.
You do Egyptian women.
Dude, I went in with a friend, a girl, not a female friend from college, not a girlfriend. And first, I just got it.
Your wife's listening.
No,
I get it. Yeah, okay. I get it.
It's the one you covered up on my back, the shark, the tiger shark that I was like, I was not trying to impress any girl with that, by the way. Fuck. I don't know what the hell.
I know. That just
except
says
for where
tough
I put it.
Right there.
Yeah, it says tough. Look back here when
you paid $19 for this shark.
You'll never see it again. And now it's covered up by the flux capacitor. So it is gone.
See.
But I did. I don't think I realized how personal I should have made them.
Why do people do them on, like, their back? You can't see it. I mean, I like to see my stuff.
You tend to start...
I use a magnifying glass to see
how big of a piece you want, where you start... I think some of the big pieces that you see on bags, they're running out of places to put stuff, so it just...
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, that's true.
And they're just really into collecting the art.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at a giant Japanese back piece, you're like...
You start getting the bug in you, and you're gonna come back and you're gonna have I've got a free space here. I can put this thing that means something to me, and then I can put this over here.
Speedo,
yeah, think
that
about that.
Like.
You
need a couple right. What is this? What's this area, Raj? You is that what you call it? The area right below the gut,
spare
but
tire?
Right above the
fupa?
The fupa. Well,
the fupa.
Does that work for men?
No, there was a KQ.
Fatty upper.
KQ
yeah,
had a
I
good
would...
one. KQ had a great thing for it. What do they call it? Shoot.
The gunt?
The gunt. That's what it was.
And that still doesn't apply to you.
Oh.
Right?
No, I get called that. But
oh, well.
I'm not, yeah, I guess. I don't know. That's different.
The loaded gunt.
The loaded gunt. I like that.
My mom is definitely not listening anymore.
No.
So I think we just lost on the
yeah, day. Another.
And she was never more right than calling it, you know, stupid work.
Yep.
than listening to this podcast for the
that's
last.
Your day. That's how horrible
50,
your day is. And you said you were tired the other day.
50.
My daughter's mother, she doesn't believe in tattoos at all. But
she doesn't
yet,
believe like they exist?
No. Well, in their culture, they believe they're bad. You know, you're not supposed to get them. especially for women, they say. So that's why I'm proud of my daughter. She went out and got one right away.
Atta girl.
I think there's a point where, you know, it used to be everybody's like, oh, Leviticus this and Leviticus that in the Bible. It's really open to interpretation. But
well, that's what it boiled. Yeah, that's
really boiled back down to the old days when you would put tattoos of pagan gods on there, and that's mm-hmm. what it was mostly. You're not to believe in false gods.
But yeah.
If you're getting a mark of your mom, that's not a false god. It's just you're showing respect for.
What kind of tattoo would Jesus have gotten? He's a dude that would have gotten tattoos.
I wonder if he did them.
He was too busy. Yeah, maybe he was. Yeah. Oh, could you imagine?
Hey, here's a picture of me. He's just plastering crosses on people.
Yeah, it's like, look at everybody's wearing me on them, man.
Now,
cool.
All I'm picturing is Jim Carrey walking down the street going, tattoo on that girl's boob.
Yeah, just self-portraits of himself on people's backs everywhere. You know?
It's Jesus giving thumbs up on the back like Steve-O. Yeah.
And what would Jesus look like without his goatee? That's what I want to know.
I like that one comedian writer one time said that Jesus is, you ever see a bad picture of him? His hair is always right.
He's always
looking off to the left just a little bit. I mean, he is together with his pictures, man. He don't take bad photos.
He knows how to pose.
Yeah. So it's like, wow, that's right. You know?
Well, he invented posing, obviously.
Yeah, true, yeah. The ultimate pose, then, yeah.
The ultimate pose.
Yeah.
All right.
Come back and be freaked out of all these. We're almost done here, so.
Oh, that is so sweet. Man, I can't wait to see the reveal here. And, you know, it's a great experience. It really is. It's nothing like I imagine. I like pain, so that's not the big deal. But I just I don't like dudes touching me, so that was hard.
You're like, this is the worst dentist I've ever been to.
This is, yeah, you missed it by a few feet.
That was one of the hardest parts for me as a tattoo guy. Is I don't like touching people. I don't hug people. I don't hug my mom. None of that kind of stuff. So touching and rubbing all over people,
yeah.
It was like trying to tattoo people like this back in the day. We're just barely touching them, but you get over that pretty quick.
Yeah, though. Yeah, it's not.
You just become like a doctor. Like, you can put your pants back on now anytime.
So I could? I can put on back
on.
All right.
Tony, you should see creatively where I put the
really
microphone on him today.
I mean, you even got real wood floors.
Yeah.
You ain't got no.
Well,
that's
both
a given,
of you sitting
right?
here with no pants on.
Hey, why wouldn't you? No, I mean,
hey-o.
Nice thing is, you come in if you have an idea for something. There are some artists in this place who can help you with that.
Yes.
They can draw.
Yeah.
Yesterday, a guy came in and was like, "I want this." I'm like, "You know, that's not me." And instead of just taking your money and trying, let's hook you up with the artist that's going to do what you want on it, and less of ego. Like I tell people, all my artists, you check your ego at the door. It's the person's tattoo, not yours.
Oh, Ashley.
I decided what I want now for tattoo. I decided what.
Oh,
I want.
Oh, now you know what the design
is. Can you take this one off? I want to do another one.
I certainly can. We have a belt sander.
A belt sander.
Blood. Now that's like a scene from Fargo, right?
I am going to let you hop up and take a peek at it.
Oh,
is this reveal time?
Yeah. It is.
It's pretty close. Well, let him take a peek and tell me what he thinks.
Oh, good. Take
a here, I'll take the mic. Why don't you hand the mic over?
This is the part where on TV you start crying.
Yes.
You know,
oh my God, it's so beautiful.
Like the Property Brothers.
You want to wait? Do you want to do some push-ups quick before? I mean, you're gonna look in the mirror. You wanna? Here, let me get him. Put your mic down. It's happening. Tony, now the Iceman. I keep calling him Tony. You are officially inked, my friend.
You are officially amongst one of the tatted.
Okay, do me a favor. Now look at me and flex. Like, just fucking. Yeah, you do. But don't. Ah, oh, see? It's proportional. It's good size. Yes, they're going
to
cross the other way.
Security cameras start following you around. You're kind of in here. Yeah, when you're out there. You're like, but look, we're in Bed Bath & Beyond.
Here, Tony, we got enough slack here. Get over there. Get to the mirror and talk about it.
That, you know, that is so perfect. No. Well, I'm not done. What's
the afterbirth.
That is so perfect. What do you mean afterbirth?
We'll clean it and wrap it and get your bandage.
Oh, sweet.
This way you can take a quick peek, see.
God, you did such an amazing job. I was, you know what? That's the only thing I was scared about.
Him,
you know,
sucking, like being a terrible artist?
Sucking. You're like, hey, with the lazy eye. The
yeah. It had like a crooked eye, even though my mother said.
His hair right.
And that that finger or penis, whatever it was really cold.
Yeah. The the Vaseline was great. No, I was really afraid that it would have came out. I saw 1,000 different designs on Facebook. Not on Facebook, but whatever. The internet. And I was really afraid of a lot of them. It took me like 3-4 days to find this one.
You really do need to put your trust and your faith into your artist.
You do. And that's the hardest part, because you do live with this forever, you know, theoretically, and you have to like it. And it's a good bond that we've gotten here now. And it's a good relationship, like you said. Oh, thank you very much. Why? Tell me if it's going to go on. Do you know who looks at that? All my girlfriends. And I have to see that.
Girlfriends?
My girlfriends. No, no, no.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I got 11 likes already. Do it now. With my sunglasses on or off.
The one thing that I would say is that it amazes me how many people come in and just be like, "Oh, you're going to do my tattoo?" And they haven't picked up a portfolio. They didn't look.
Oh, really? Yeah.
They
yeah.
just assume you have a shop. You must be awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
they're right. I mean, they're absolutely
yeah,
right.
Awesome.
I mean, come on.
We'll definitely tell people, though.
Do your homework.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you're going to get a guy that will match up to and not just want to take your money. But we tell people, if I'm not the right guy for it, man, I have no problem putting you with the right person or telling you that's not me. But it amazes me that people won't take a few minutes. So at least you knew there's 4 other, 5 other people I've tattooed, so you've seen their words.
Yeah.
At least have some sort of faith there.
Well, you have a huge following and a lot of people that just love your work and stuff. So that's why I felt comfortable, because I wouldn't have trusted anybody to do this. And at first, when we said, let's do it for the show, I was kind of like, I don't know about that, Sean.
That you are.
Thank God it's radio here.
Your body's a temple. I mean, it really is.
You know, I had a bit.
If you think about it, the Eye of Ra on the top of the temple, you're like a dollar bill, dude.
I know. That's what I'm hoping.
I had all I could do to keep my hands from shaking.
Mine was shaking as it was between your legs there while I was holding it in position here.
Try getting one of those while you're laying on your face.
It definitely pushed my legs and challenged me, which is the way we use so many colors of black. But
you know, I have a creative mind here.
Yeah,
so
what I mean is, too, is me tattooing, I've said it 1,000 times, it's about how much fun you had, too. There's this
experience.
Going around with tattoo artists kind of being like, you're lucky to be getting tattooed by me. I think they got it backwards. I mean, I've had crappy jobs, we said earlier. I'm thankful that, man, this is my job.
You won't forget this today, ever.
And that's what's great about you, and that's how you can tell the sign of a great person in any
Silver,
industry.
Silver, we need
to
leave. They're about to make out.
I know we're having a bromance moment here. But no, I mean, he's very humble, and that's when you know. And you're very good at what you do, and amazing.
The work's already done.
And you're not cocky.
Dude,
right,
your pants. Oh, okay. Pull your pants back up.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
sorry, and that's the tip, right?
Oh. Yeah. Yes.
Would you like? We got a sign that says, we don't mind, don't give us the shaft, but we don't mind the tip.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Just a tip.
Just the tip.
So, yeah. So you had people grab their pants.
Cry, pass out.
Cry. I thought I was going to cry. I really did. I really thought I was.
My finger, she hopped up. She kept hopping up and hopping
up.
Oh,
my God.
She goes, I don't think I can do it. And left.
I gotta ask, though. There's got to be. I mean, you've probably come into some pretty bad BO situations, right?
Oh,
I mean,
oh yeah,
that's one of the reasons why I hate tattooing feet.
Oh man, you're right.
Feet, man. She had hair on her knuckle feet. It was just her toenails was like yellow and crusted, and it was just the stink that was coming off her feet. And I'm like,
she's your best customer,
you
I bet.
You have to get a pedicure before you come see me, but you would think you would at least knock down
a little bit of pride.
Yeah, like a hot feet, and it was like.
You charge extra high.
Funky.
I actually walked on all the way to get here.
Oh.
It's like, man. So, yeah, it's gross. There's some situations that are gross. Real gross.
Well, not this one.
This situation seems
to have been optimal.
I figured a big wrestler, man. I figured, I was going to bring eyebrows.
This dude knows all about shaving and baby oil.
Man.
And,
I got hired away from wrestling to be an MC for a male dance group. We traveled coast to coast in Canada and the U.S., And man, I learned some things. Great manscaping, how to love without loving.
Creative places to put tattoos.
It's not a pillow, man. It's not a pillow.
Okay, explain real quick. What are you putting on there now?
Go ahead. I call
Thanks. Thanks.
It's Purisin.
Quit licking it.
It's basically an antimicrobial. It's another way of really cleaning the skin off real good before we bandage it up. So it gives us a
tattoo nice derm. Is that going on next? Nice.
Nice.
He'll give you a little extra
and then
sheet for it.
Is there a sinking in period or something? Or what's a... No, that part of it after a couple of days or whatever. But, I mean, that tattoo, when does it, like, mature or age or turn into a good tattoo?
I tell people we really know what it's immediately going to look like in about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
And we'll see, like, it'll go through its stages of being kind of milky.
And don't itch that motherfucker.
And the upper epidermis layer will kind of peel off. And yeah.
Oh, you did your homework. Nice.
I'm a doctor.
Attaboy.
Cool. Sink in and just... So I'm going to make this public, and I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it. What? Oh, yeah, yeah. What does it mean?
No. You can put it down now, Raj. You can put it down.
Also a symbol of, like, you know, money and power and luck. Very good. Very, very good luck, right? Well, today is a Mega Million jackpot of, like, 240 mil. I'm going to go out and do it. And, dude, if I win it,
I'll give you a buck.
You're going to
give me a buck.
You're going to have a nice shot, man, after this.
Yes, indeed.
I'll give you 50 bucks.
So,
50 bucks.
Back with a picture or something, you know.
Are you?
I have a great.
He's done. Look at that.
I'm going to put your stuff on. You stay right there.
You stay there. So, let me ask you this. You're done.
Yes.
He's getting the bandage ready. Do you feel like this is the first of many?
I do.
Really?
I really do.
You enjoyed that process?
I did not mind it. It was great company. It was great. Even being on the air, I mean, that's even more embarrassing because I thought maybe I'd squeal or squirm or cry.
Yeah, no, they don't know what if you peed your pants. But
yeah, that Taco Bell I had yesterday hasn't filtered through. But it was a very fun experience. I really – and not only that, it means something, you know. And you can look at it, and when I die and I'm laying in the coffin and they can look at that and – sorry, Hunley.
He's going to die someday. You know that, right?
Well, I mean, why talk about tattoo in such a negative way?
Well, that's not
I'm
negative.
Talking about me in a
no,
negative
no, that's
way.
Just life.
I'm telling you what Holly wishes. My little 10-year-old is the meanest kid to me I've ever said. Why do you hate me so much? That's what I say to
her. She loves calling you bitch bastard. We've discussed it many times.
My daughter
times
made
on
up
this.
The word bitch bastard when she was about 6 years old. Because, Dad, that girl's really a bitch bastard.
All right, so is this...
Have you take a look and see the tape? Ooh.
Or the recorder. Holy crap.
Stereo.
Yeah, it's still working. This one's going to the producer Kyle show, though, so we've got a backup.
A breathable barrier film right there. So you just leave that on 12 to 24 hours. You're going to take it off, wash it real squeaky clean, and then you're going to re-put a new one on and leave that on 2 to 3 days.
It doesn't talk. Oh, really? Okay, so that stays on for about 2 to 3 days.
This one will be on 12 to 24.
Oh, 12, okay.
The first one is, yeah.
You're taking off your next shower cycle. I tell people, so if you shower in the morning, go ahead and do all your shower, use your box at X, body spray and all that stuff first. Then take it off and then wash it real squeaky clean. Get out of the shower, dry it off, let it air dry for a few minutes, reapply a new piece of tape. You've got 2 to 3 days. So by the time you take the tape off, you're just going to have a real mild-looking sunburn kind of area. Flake a little bit. You use lots of lotion. Tell people to use lotion like a 14-year-old boy who just discovered his...
Okay, Sears catalog, okay.
Yeah, so just go ahead and apply lotion liberally.
I still don't know if the Iceman's found his wiener yet. We're still trying to figure that out.
Other than that, it should be real low maintenance, and you're good to go.
Well, this has been the most... I'm in awe right now. I really am. This is everything I thought it would be. I'm anxious to show it to all the viewers.
It won't take long, we'll throw a photo up on the website.
Yeah.
Pull your
pants
up.
We have to keep it a clean show, yeah, family show.
Uncle Raj, thank you for letting us
thank
come over
you,
here
sir,
today.
Thank you so much.
It was a blast.
There's a bro hug. I'm watching a bro hug. Iceman
now
is now inked.
Part of the inked.
It is
family.
Official. New things in 2015. I like to hear it.
A lot of stuff coming up. Don't miss
stuff.
The episodes and tell your friends. Okay.
You have a catchphrase?
Yeah. Believe it or not, I always say stay in touch with yourself. That's right. There you go.
I like it.
As Uncle Raj says,
yeah.
Stay in touch with yourself.
Keep in touch
and
with yourself.
And as we say, make sure just to let it stew.
This is a presentation of the Stewed Media Network.
So beefy.